This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today, we're going to look into the future of medical care. That's right. With us today, once again, we have Dr. Eric Topol. He's a world-renowned cardiologist, executive vice president of Scripps Research, founder of a new medical school, and one of the top 10 most cited medical researchers. And he has an exciting new book out called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. That's right. We're going to talk about how artificial intelligence will change almost every aspect of medical care. And we should also point out that he's the author of previous books, The Patient Will See You Now and The Creative Destruction of Medicine. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we get about 1 million people per week dialing into my Twitter site. And I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest book to hit the New York Times bestseller list is The Future of Humanity. In other words, our destiny is in outer space. So we're going to talk about going to the moon, going to Mars, perhaps one day even going to the stars. But today we're going to talk about something even more mundane and even more important, and that is going to the doctor. How will medical care change with the coming of artificial intelligence? And so once again with us today is Dr. Eric Topol. He's the author of an exciting new book that you want to pick up called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. So, Eric, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Oh, great to be with you again, Michio.
Okay, first question for you is, once again, when you were a child, when you were a youth, what steered you in the direction of medicine?
Oh, wow, that's going way back now. But essentially, I didn't have any inclination. It was really up until college. I was much more interested in mathematics and, you know, the science side. And, in fact, even in college, it was genetics. It was only when I had a part-time job at University of Virginia, when I was exposed to patients, when I saw that they were getting better in intensive care unit as a respiratory technician, that's what persuaded me to switch into medicine.
And what steered you in the direction of cardiology?
Well, that was an easy one. I was at UC San Francisco beginning back in 1979, and all the exciting things were happening then. The first balloon angioplasty for coronary arteries, the first clot-dissolving drugs for heart attack, and so many other things. So it was a very unusual time for advances in the field, and I got very much allured by it.
And then the big question, what got you interested in artificial intelligence and medical care?
Well, Michio, I've always been interested in where is the field headed, where will the next major change occur in medicine. So it was clear back a few years ago that AI was going to be profoundly impacting. And so I did a lot of research. I worked with a lot of the authorities in the field to get a handle on where this would take us. And so I'm not a computer scientist. I'm a researcher and cardiologist, as you've noted. But this was something, it was obvious to me, that was going to be perhaps the biggest thing ever to affect medicine in our lifetime and perhaps for generations to come.
Now, when you talk to the average person about artificial intelligence, they think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, robots. So we're not talking about killer robots, right? We're talking about the application of, well, basically software in medical care. But could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, I think what the confusion is that there's a subtype of artificial intelligence, deep learning, that's really only emerged in the last decade. In fact, as you know, it was recognized by the Turing Award Prize just a few weeks ago to Geoffrey Hinton and his colleagues, which is like the Nobel Prize in computer science. So it's new. And this deep learning, which takes, whether it's images or speech or text, and takes this complex data set and essentially interprets it, classifies it, this is having already a substantial impact, and we're still in the early days of how it's going to have a, what I think has to be seen as a monumental effect on how we move forward in medicine.
Okay, now you mentioned data, and computers just eat up data, and some people think that oil was to the Industrial Revolution as data is to the computer revolution. And so you need fuel to energize industry, and you need data to motivate and to provide the basic fuel for the computer revolution. And let's talk about applications of this analysis now. When we analyze data, first of all, let's look at X-ray charts. X-rays of breast cancer, of brain cancer. Isn't it true now that AI software systems can identify certain forms of cancer better than a trained doctor?
You're absolutely right. What we've learned, and this is, you know, really accelerated, the idea that machines can be trained to see things that humans can't. That is by, as you've alluded to, that we can use algorithms that have insatiable appetite through these deep neural networks, unlike humans that have early satiety for data. And so this massive amount of data trained in, you know, hundreds of thousands of images or even millions can then lead to superior vision, machine vision of seeing things. So whether it's a scan, as you've mentioned, even pathology slides, you could diagnose what is the genomic mutation that's responsible for the cancer. Things that you could never see, we, as what humans or experts in medicine, it transcends that ability.
Okay, now when you talk to researchers in artificial intelligence, sometimes they admit that we made a mistake 50 years ago, thinking that the brain was like a digital computer. But the brain has no operating system, the brain has no CPU, the brain has no Pentium chip, the brain has no programming, the brain has no subroutines, it doesn't have any of the usual attributes of a digital computer. But the brain is, apparently, is a pattern-seeking learning machine, rewires itself after every task. So you're telling me, therefore, that after scanning thousands of X-rays, thousands of CAT scans and what have you, that the computer basically learns to identify cancer this way. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, it's missing the human side of the context and the emotions and all the other things that make us human. But in terms of narrow tasks, and indeed those tasks are getting a little broader as time moves on, it can do things better than humans ever will. So this training requires, you know, large data sets that have ground truths that we know are accurate. But when that's done, watch out, because that is going to lead to far better accuracy. And just to point out, Michio, that 30% of scans, medical scans today, something is missed, false negative. So, you know, this is an accuracy that we can do far better. We can get that down quickly to single digits and, you know, approaching 1%, perhaps never zero. So that's where this can take us, is a much greater rate of accuracy.
Okay, Eric, we're going to have to take a short commercial break. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, today we're talking about the impact of artificial intelligence on medical care. With us today is Dr. Eric Topol, author of an exciting new book, Deep Medicine: How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. Now, if it's true that computers can gradually learn, eventually they can learn to diagnose cancers, x-rays, CAT scans, or what have you, better than a human. And then some people say, uh-oh, does that mean that the x-ray technician, does that mean that the medical personnel are going to be out of a job? Other people say no, that these are life and death decisions that humans have to make. That the bottom line is, after everything is said and done, a human has the last say in the matter. So what are your thoughts? Will this replace the doctor?
Yeah, well, you've hit on a really critical point, and I don't think there's any question, as I get into deeply in the book, that we still need all the doctors we have today, but we need this symbiosis or synergy with the machine capabilities. So as you point out, Michio, we're not going to trust vital decisions in medicine to an algorithm. We need oversight with humans. The algorithms have potential to not just make things more accurate, but they can also have glitches. They can be subjected to malware, and they are of narrow task capability. So it's the complementarity that makes this so exciting, not the replacement of doctors.
And, of course, robots do not have simple common sense. In other words, they're very good at looking at patterns, but simple things that are obvious to humans are totally out of the reach of computer logic. There was a computer program, for example, that was once given a test, could identify somebody with a leakage of oil and certain characteristics, and they didn't tell the robot that they're actually diagnosing a 1957 Chevrolet. Well, the computer did a very good job of diagnosing this person, except it didn't realize that it was diagnosing a machine, an automobile, rather than a human.
Right.
Okay, well, let's move on, because IBM and other companies are marketing something called Watson and personal assistants. We have Alexa in our living rooms. We talk to it. So what happens if one day we have RoboDoc, that is the ability to talk to an artificially intelligent doctor? What are your thoughts?
Well, we're already seeing that now. I think what we're going to see is right now it's confined to things like if you're a diabetic, there are a virtual coach that you can have bring your data together and give you feedback. That's going to get developed much more broadly so that we have a general health virtual coach, an avatar that you would select that would have all your data seamlessly getting aggregated, all the relevant medical literature, and advising you on a moment-to-moment basis, if you want this, to prevent the conditions that you otherwise would be at risk to develop, or better manage conditions that you may already have. So that's where we're headed. There have been some false starts, though, like IBM Watson really hasn't delivered. They've had a lot of hype and marketing, but they haven't really made a significant contribution. But this process of having more charge of patients, individuals, is taking shape now. Now people can make a diagnosis of their own urinary tract infection, their child's ear infection, various skin lesions and rashes, and that list is going to grow. So for many things, there will be no need for a doctor. These are non-serious conditions where the accuracy is as good or better than doctors. And so that's going to be a nice thing to decompress the work of doctors and give more responsibility to patients, which, of course, many are eager to take on.
And some people envision a time when you'll simply go to the wall and RoboDoc will appear in the wall that is artificially intelligent. You'll talk to it, looks like a doctor, talks like a doctor, speaks ordinary English, and then you show them the wound that you have, you give them the symptoms, and online, and a diagnosis is made online, and pretty much the day-to-day drudgery of making an appointment, doing simple tests in the office can actually be done at home using home genetics. So do you see a time when in the future we'll be able to basically have a doctor in our living room?
Yes, we're headed that way. I mean, it isn't a doctor, obviously, but what it is something in many ways better. It's the ability to assimilate all of your data. No human can do that. We're talking about all your history, what would be in your various electronic medical records, all your lab data, all your scans, your genome, your microbiome, your sensors, your environment, and the medical literature. Nobody, no person can do that. But this is so well suited for machines and algorithms. So that's why we're going to use this remarkable power to assimilate data that we just can't. And then we have to turn to help if we want to do this right.
And won't this free up the doctor's time and resources, free them up so that they can do even more important things?
Yes, and that's really this whole paradox or counterintuitive notion where here technology can bring back the humanity, the humaneness in medicine, which we've had steady erosion. So what you're getting at, which is essential, is by decompressing the work of doctors and by making it easier, because a lot of doctors' time is reviewing a lot of data in each patient's chart, and that takes the burden away when that's all teed up through deep learning of a patient's record. In addition, one thing we haven't talked about, which you touched on, is voice recognition and the elimination of keyboards in the office setting in the visit. So that will bring back face-to-face contact, which is so vital, and back to the presence, the trust, and the doctor-patient relationship, all of which are so critical. So there's so many ways that this gift of time, this improved productivity and accuracy, and the offloading to patients who want to take on more of a role, all these factors bring this ability to restore care in healthcare.
And therefore, in some ironic sense, doesn't this mean that AI will help to humanize medical care rather than dehumanize it?
Yeah, no, this is what we need. As you know, Michio, we have more than half of doctors are suffering burnout. 20% are clinically depressed, the highest rates of suicide ever in the profession. And this cuts across all clinicians. So what we have here is a problem where doctors don't feel that they can execute their charge of caring for patients because of the inability to deal with this situation. And the patients feel shortchanged because they have so little time with their doctors, and they don't feel that they're getting the humanistic part of the real care. So this is our best shot going forward to get this back on track. There are liabilities, and I want to emphasize that right now we have so many administrators and managers in medicine. The ratio is extraordinary. The overlords of doctors, they'll use this productivity to potentially make things worse. So we have to take charge as a medical community and not let that happen, because this could go either way, and that's my biggest concern.
Okay, now let's look at genetics and genomics, which have been revolutionized by the use of artificial intelligence to scan thousands of DNA charts. Some people look at cancer as a disease when it's already in a form of a tumor, and then, of course, you're in the operating room, surgery is required. Other people say, no, why don't we analyze blood, human fluids, which contain floating cancer cells, identify them using modern genomics, and give you a warning that in years in the future, you will develop a tumor. So tell us a little bit about liquid biopsies and DNA chips and the ability to diagnose cancer years before a tumor forms.
Right. Well, that's a good example of this.
Okay, Eric, we have to take another short commercial break. But
sure,
after the break,
sure,
I want to talk about how genomics with artificial intelligence could change everything. Well, once again, you're listening to Dr. Eric Topol, author of the book Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again, and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8111. Ask a question, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach police say at least 11 people were shot and killed at the municipal building on Friday by a co-worker before he was killed. At least six more people were wounded, including a police officer who was saved by his bulletproof vest. This witness describes what happened.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in.
The mass shooting took place on several floors. City Councilman Aaron Rouse.
This day will not define Virginia Beach. We, our citizens, will define our response to this day.
Houston police believe the remains of a child found in southwest Arkansas on Friday may belong to missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis. The suspect in the case allegedly confessed to dumping her body there nearly a month after the little girl was reported missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us once again today is Dr. Eric Topol, author of a great book, Deep Medicine: How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. So we're talking about the impact of artificial intelligence, computers, genomics on the field of medical care. And so let's say a few things about cancer. Usually by the time that you get a diagnosis having cancer, you already have a tumor, and maybe you have billions of cancer cells growing in that tumor. So why not? Why not catch cancer when it's only a cancer colony of a few hundred cancer cells? And so tell us a little bit about the state of liquid biopsies, DNA chips, the ability to detect cancer genes floating in bodily fluids or the blood, perhaps years before a tumor forms, because by then you have billions of cancer cells growing in a tumor. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is a great example, Michio, of deep phenotyping. And what I mean by that is you are getting data that's relevant for that individual at different levels. You know, the idea is that you wouldn't just check everybody's blood to see whether there's tumor DNA sitting in the plasma, the cell-free part of the blood, and then trying to sequence that. But rather, you would find out who is got predisposition to cancer from their genome. That is really the ticket here. So what we're going to see over the years ahead is that, and we already know this in part today, is that people who had high risk for developing cancer in their lifetime, they ultimately would be the people that during a checkup once a year or perhaps even to a couple times a year, they would have a sample of blood for this so-called liquid biopsy, which is looking for cancer cells at the earliest possible time before it could be diagnosed for a scan, and before it would have any chance of having spread, to pick up this sequences and to be able to prevent the cancer from ever taking hold. So that's where we're headed. We're not there yet. There are major trials that are undertaken right now, ongoing, but that is the goal. And I think ultimately we'll achieve that goal. But it won't be for everyone, I don't think. This will be really segmented for the people who are at risk.
Okay, well, the number one killer of people in the United States is heart disease. And one idea that I've been circulating to my friends for decades is the idea that one day we'll have a scan that picks up, artificially intelligently picks up the signature of arrhythmia or basically heart palpitations or whatever, signaling a heart attack. And it would automatically call an ambulance, upload your medical history, even if you're unconscious. And so no one would ever die alone of a heart attack anymore because you would have instantaneous monitoring of your EKG. I've talked to several doctors about this, and they say, well, you know, we're not there yet. We have cell phones that can pick up your pulse, but artificial intelligence to recognize heart attacks is a little bit further down the line. But what are your thoughts about one day, perhaps we'll have sensors with artificial intelligence that will pick up the signal of a heart attack, immediately call the ambulance, even if you are unconscious?
Yeah, there's not any question that that capability is going to be developed. Whether that's going to require a nano chip that's in your bloodstream or whether there's wearables that, again, though, it wouldn't be necessarily in everyone, but it would be people who are at risk.
Okay, Eric, we have to take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic, and if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Ask that question, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. And once again, the book is called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. So stay tuned.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Eric Topol. He's one of the 10 most cited medical researchers, author of a number of great books, including The Patient Will See You Now and The Creative Destruction of Medicine, and his latest book is called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. Well, so far we've talked about software, intelligent software that can learn, recognize the patterns of cancer and even early onset of Alzheimer's. But let's now talk about hardware, that is robotics. First of all, we have a device called the Da Vinci, which helps doctors perform surgery, microsurgery. It's not fully artificial intelligence. There has to be a doctor guiding it, but it points the way to the future where surgery may be done by machines that are much more delicately tuned than humans. And in Japan, they have a whole array of robots, robot nurses that can help doctors in hospitals. So what are your thoughts now, not just about software, but about hardware in the hospital?
Well, there's going to be more of that without question. We're going to see a lot smarter robots than the kind we have today, which, as you say, are basically just a conduit for human performance. But we've already seen robotic assisted microsurgery in the eye, the most delicate microsurgery that you can imagine. And that is going to be just getting smarter with real machine vision. So this, again, is tapping into the ability to train machines, and robots are basically our AI with hardware to do surgeries. Again, we're never going to see, I don't believe, that all the surgery would be done without a doctor. But the ability to be very precise and to have more ideal results without the complications in delicate type operations, that's very likely to occur. The other thing, of course, is the integration with all of a person's data during the surgery. So the idea that we'll move to a much smarter operating room, so it's not just the hardware, but bringing in all of a person's information, that's going to be part of the story too.
Now, some people say that the reason why Japan is pioneering robots in the hospitals to become robot nurses is because Japan is aging faster than most other nations on the planet Earth, and Europe is next. And it means, therefore, that we may need robotic nurses. But let's be blunt about this. Aren't these robotic nurses, don't they have the intelligence of a mouse or even just of an insect? I mean, they're not like the movies where we have Arnold Schwarzenegger as a killing machine, right? They're kind of stupid. But what are your thoughts?
Right. Well, yeah, John LeCun said that it's not even as smart as a rat. And that's your point about at the level of an insect is probably more apropos. The key here is we don't want to have robot nurses. Nurses are the ones who really provide care. I mean, that's who the go-to people are. And so much of healing and treatment and caring is about the human touch. And that's never going to be supplanted by a robot. So, you know, there's only so far we can go here. We can eke out so much productivity and accuracy and data ingestion and outputs and whatnot. But that's when you start to draw the line. So I really don't see that there's going to be a place for robotic nursing when that's really the humaneness that we're talking about that's essential.
Okay, so let me also talk about another aspect of medicine, and that is cost. Everyone's worried about the fact that maybe one day we'll run out of money in medical care, and one day we're going to have an aging population with very few people to support them, medical costs soaring through the roof, drug costs, medical care costs soaring through the roof. Will artificial intelligence help to bring down the cost of medical care? What are your thoughts?
Well, it certainly has that potential that we'll have to see it be validated. But when you have efficiency that can be increased at scale, like we've seen for images and what we're seeing.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Eric Topol. The book is called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135 and ask that question about science that you've always wanted to ask.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your company.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is one of America's leading cardiologists and medical researchers, Dr. Eric Topol. World-renowned cardiologist, executive vice president of Scripps Research, founder of a new medical school, and one of the top 10 most cited medical researchers. And his latest book is Deep Medicine: How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. Well, we talked about some of the amazing things that are going to be coming down the line. Robotic doctors and medical software programs that can identify cancer and other diseases even better than a human. The fact that we'll have medical assistants, virtual medical assistants, that'll free up doctors so they can really attend to the needs of the patients to make medical care more human again. But then the bottom line is money. Cost. Will all this help to save money? I'm given the fact that the day-to-day kinds of things that require a doctor's care, you can get on the internet. You'll be able to talk to a robotic doctor, get diagnosed, maybe even have some tests done right there in your living room. Won't that help to bring down medical costs? What are your thoughts?
Well, we have a great opportunity to finally do that. In the past, whenever there's been new technology in healthcare, unlike other sectors, it's led to increased costs. But here, we're talking about the efficiency, productivity, speed, the accuracy really being enhanced. So it has that potential. It just is a matter of how it'll be deployed, Michio, and also validated. The concern, of course, is that all this productivity could squeeze doctors more and see more patients, read more scans, that sort of thing. And if that's done, that will detract, that will ruin the chances of improving the patient-doctor relationship. So there's got to be a balance here. But when you can offload, so a perfect example of this is in the UK now, if you have a suspicion of having a urinary tract infection, you don't have to go to a doctor. You can just go to the drugstore and get the AI kit, and get your urine diagnosed quickly for less than $9 U.S. equivalent. And that's the sort of thing, when you can do things so inexpensively that are common things, like skin rashes and ear infections and this long list of things that can be done without a doctor. And that not only saves money, but it's very convenient, it's rapid, and it puts things more in the empowerment of the individual. So that's one of the great ways we can do it. The other big one, which is getting rid of hospital room, which is one of the most expensive big ticket items. And people can be monitored at home with algorithms that are continually reviewing the data, processing their data, and alerting doctors and nurses if there is some prediction of a warning of concerns that lie ahead. So we're going to see across the board great potential for reducing costs. We'll have to see whether or not that's proven, because right now it's theoretical.
Now, some people say that poor people are reluctant to go to a doctor until it's too late, and then to go to the emergency room and rack up huge medical bills. But in the future, when RoboDoc is inside your wallpaper, and you can talk to RoboDoc in your wristwatch any way you want, that preventive medical care will be much easier to get for poor people, and they're not going to rack up huge bills by going to the emergency room when an emergency breaks out. So what are your thoughts about preventive medical care accelerating with AI?
Yeah, well, you're touching on a few things there. Firstly, you know, AI could reduce the inequity, which would be great, that we have in healthcare by giving these software coach opportunities, this support to all people, not just people who can afford it, because it could save costs, like a trip to the emergency room, which is, you know, starts at a couple of $1,000 or more in charges. So that's one thing. The other part of the story is that you have, I don't like the term robo-doc so much because it implies that it's a doctor, but really a coach, this virtual coach. And that virtual coach, for the first time, which is so exciting, could help actualize the dream of prevention. That is, if you know because of your genome or your family history or various other factors that you're at risk for, let's say, heart disease or cancer or some autoimmune condition or whatever, asthma, you would have a coach that would keep you out of ever getting that condition, because now all your data, the warnings, the predictions, the actionability is all part of that virtual coach. So it's different than a robot. It's different than a doctor. It's basically a data assimilator processor and giving you real-time feedback with backed up by medical literature for deep learning about you, which has also had deep learning from millions of other people as we go forward.
Now, let me ask you something that is purely speculative and may even be wrong. Computers, of course, are very good at looking at enormous amounts of data. And in the future, everyone will have their genome sequenced and will be able to scan, using artificial intelligence, billions of genomes by computer. And then we'll be able to analyze the genes of old people versus the genes of young people and see where aging takes place. In other words, will the fountain of youth eventually be found by software, by analyzing the genomes of billions of people to isolate where aging takes place at the genetic level? This, of course, is still pie in the sky, but, well, we have one minute left. What are your thoughts about this idea?
Well, it's an idea that's alluring. It's something that there's more science of aging than ever before. But controlling the aging process, that's another story. Big challenge. Who knows? That's a real great question.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Dr. Eric Topol. The book is called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million people on Facebook and 1 million people per week on Twitter.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.